A wide, fresh-cut dirt road rises off the old road that winds its way to Snake Lake between Dillingham and Alleghanigik. It's cut into the side of the rocky ridge locals know as Snake Lake Mountain. Part, but not all, of the ridge is designated as a rock quarry. The riprap excavated from the quarry is used as rock armor to stabilize banks and slopes against erosion. The quarry, which belongs to the Bristol Bay Native Corporation and is on Chogyong Limited land, was active until 2000. It closed for a number of reasons.
Because of lack of demand, basically, and Ika Quarry was started up, and Snake Lake Quarry was not developed to a point where they were able to access the rock easily.
That's Russell Phelps, Natural Resources Manager for BBNC. He says the BBNC board recently tasked the corporation's land department with investing in the region. Reopening the Snake Lake Quarry quickly became the top priority project. Construction started mid-July, and it's nearly finished. BBNC identified buyers for their product in Dillingham and further afield in western Alaska. With the access improved and a viable market, the quarry is set to be operational again by early September. As long as production and demand are in place, the supply is plentiful. This quarry's rock potential is 2.4 million cubic yards.
The quarry is hopefully going to operate well beyond our lifetimes. Unless a really, really large project came up, the availability for rock in the Dillingham area in western Alaska is going to last for hundreds of years.
The way Phelps sees it, the BBNC investment in the quarry poses two main benefits to shareholders.
One of the main components of the project is not only to make money for the shareholders, but it's also to employ shareholders.
BBNC hopes to hire shareholders to operate equipment and drive trucks under the oversight of Bristol Construction Services when the mine is in use. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.